Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Come For Me. But don't do it yet. You will know when it is truly time for that release. But this time, it's not for you. It's for me. And all the things I'm about to ask of you are not for your pleasure, but for mine. See, this file is the 100th recording. And maybe you've been with me before, maybe even many, many times. So this time, I get to have some fun. This time, I am going to play with you and only let you release when I am satisfied. This time, you will truly come for me. Is that understood? Good. So, of course, to listen to this file properly, you will need to be very alone and able to access naughty areas on your body. Do you think you can do that? Good. But not yet. I will tell you exactly when to touch, and you will have to be patient. This one is for me, and you are there right now for me. Also, as an additional little bonus, there is a secret trigger in this file, something to give you a little reminder of what we're about to do. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Just listen. Now, there are all kinds of ways I can put you deep into trance. I can tell your body to relax with every breath. I can tell your mind to relax as your body fades away. I can tell your whole world to just fade out as you listen to my voice, closing your eyes and just letting yourself drift. But would that be fun for me? What would be fun for me to do to you? A lot of things, but right now we only have time for one. Well, one very long, teasing thing. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you're touching yourself for me, that you are masturbating in front of me, on display for me. You are not doing this for your own pleasure, you are doing this for my entertainment. Of course, there is great pleasure to be had in this. And I'm sure you can easily imagine how you would sit there, your legs spread wide, your hand moving quickly between your legs, masturbating, touching yourself for me. And as you imagine it, you desire it. You desire to masturbate. You desire to come. You crave that release even more once you realize you will be doing it for me. And you definitely desire me to see you, to hear you, to be pleased by your efforts as you masturbate with no protection, with no safeguards, with no way of escape, simply masturbating mindlessly in front of me, for my pleasure, for me. This is a birthday of sorts, isn't it? And you are going to help me celebrate it. Do you want to touch yourself? Now, if you're good, you won't have started yet. So tell me, are you good? Very well. You have my permission to touch. You have my permission to slowly masturbate. You are not allowed to move fast yet. No, we're going to draw this out as long as possible. And as you imagine doing this in front of me, you realize that you are doing this in front of me. You can feel my eyes upon you. You dare not open your eyes lest you see me staring at you. You are quite happy to just touch mindlessly, moving your hands slowly, getting as much pleasure out of these slow movements as you possibly can, because you are not allowed to move more. But the desire is there. The desire is growing. The desire to touch faster, to masturbate better. But whose pleasure is important here? For whom are we doing this? Yes, for me. Right now, I am the center of your attention. I am the circle and the center. I am the axis upon which your world turns. Right now, you have no other thoughts but pleasing me. And even though your body craves, your body desires to touch more and more, your desire isn't as important as mine. Because you want to please me. You want to celebrate this occasion with me. You want to be a good little sub. You want to be a beautiful thing to watch, a sexy sight to behold. Your hand moving slowly, keeping yourself as aroused as you possibly can. But you're far away from release, because I am not allowing you to get any closer just yet. We are not here for you. Well, I need someone to watch, don't I? But you are here for me. I am going to enjoy every little sigh escaping from your lips. I am going to enjoy every constrained moan that you're trying to stop. I am going to enjoy those sounds of frustration and desperation as you realize that you cannot move faster, because I won't let you. Every movement is delicious agony. Every movement makes you crave more. You would love to move faster for me, wouldn't you? but you're not quite sure if you should beg or if you should wait. What do I want is what you're thinking with those little thoughts you have left. What would you do for me? Everything. Just to get permission, you would do everything, wouldn't you? You're allowed to move faster now. Not quite as fast as you can, just halfway there. You're allowed to move just fast enough to feel deep, deep pleasure, but not to get you that close to orgasm yet. Enjoy the movements of your hands while they last. Maybe I will make you stop in the middle of this, just to hear you sigh with frustration, to hear you groan with denial for my entertainment. In the end, you know what's going to happen, but you don't know when. With your eyes closed and your mind melting away, time is slowly fading away from your grasp. You're just focused on pleasure and pleasing. You are just focused on my voice and what it's telling you. You have no more thoughts. You are empty and obedient as you touch yourself. And let's see if you know the simple truth. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Good, now stop. You obey me completely. Remove your hand and feel the incredible frustration. You want to put it back there, but you won't. Your body won't let you, because you must obey me completely. Do you continue to crave? Do you crave to continue? You may. You may continue at the same speed you did before, your hand moving at about half speed. I think you know exactly what I mean. You can hear yourself just responding to every little bit of frustration, every little bit of pleasure, and remember that you're doing this all for me. We are celebrating my accomplishments, and your action here are all focused on pleasing me. Your actions here are all focused on making me proud. So you continue to move in a steady rhythm, masturbating, getting yourself closer and closer to the edge, but not falling over. I would be very disappointed if you drifted over that edge, but I know you won't. I know what you must do. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good, you obey me completely. Continue touching and feel the desire to orgasm. Feel the craving for release. Feel that longing for the lashing of those orgasmic waves coursing through your body. You can feel yourself tighten with every desire, every wave of longing. You cannot move faster or slower. You just continue to hover deliciously. Stop. Again, remove your hand. Take a few deep breaths and feel how every breath, how every little bit of frustration makes you emptier, makes you deeper, emptier, and obedient. Every breath. And while your body is intensely frustrated, while part of your mind is screaming at you to continue touching because you want to come so badly, the rest of your mind is peaceful, almost eerily quiet. And now you may continue to touch. This time you're allowed to touch faster. You're allowed to build up right until that edge. You will masturbate for me, teasing yourself to the edge. But don't you dare come. Don't you dare go over it without me. You are not here for your pleasure today. You are here for me. And of course you will remember it as your mind melts away. You deeply remember. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to obey without thought. It feels good to touch yourself for me. It feels incredible to feel yourself edge. And it just goes on and on. You keep edging yourself. You keep pushing yourself because you know that I want you to be there on the very, very edge. But as soon as I say those three magic words, as soon as you pass the point of no return, your mind is going to melt away into blissful calm for me. You will be deeper than you've ever been before, and the afterglow of orgasm is going to be delicious. You're so close, touching yourself for me, keeping yourself on the edge for me. You're being so good, aren't you? Masturbating, teasing, moving, edging, desiring to come. But we're not quite there yet. I'm going to count you down. And if you behave, maybe I will let you come for my entertainment. 10, listen carefully. 9, as your mind melts away. 8, your body dancing the edge. 7, feeling desire like never before. 6, doing it all for me. 5, surrendering completely. 4, with no more thoughts. 3, right there on the edge. 2, so very close. 1, it feels so good. Stop, remove your hand. Because we are not here for your pleasure. We are here for me. And your frustration is beautiful to behold. Continue touching immediately on the edge again. You can feel how close you are. You're ready to burst. 10, no more choice. 9, what must you do? 8, who do you obey? 7, how much do you obey me? 6, climbing that mountain. 5, right there on the edge. 4, 3, 2, your mind empty and obedient. 1, come for me. Thank you for celebrating this with me. You did good.